Good evening. I'm Michael Cohen. This is 1320 WILS. James Platy, my producer this evening, handling the audio for us. It's a packed show, so let's get right into it. State Representative Dave Ajima throwing his hat into the ring to become the next Michigan Republican National Committeeman, going up against former state party chairman Saul Anuzis. So what do the two men bring to the table, and would they each provide a distinctly different direction for the party? To talk about that, I'm joined by Representative Ajima. Dave, thanks for joining us this evening.
My pleasure.
So you're leaving the House due to term limits. Are you going to miss the legislature, or do you wish you could have another term or two?
Well, I mean, you've been here, and I think the way it was originally written for our founding fathers, they kind of liked it if you just came here and kind of went away again after a while. So I suppose that's the way it should be, just because a full-time bureaucrat over here that's a politician his whole life, I don't think understands what the real people out there that are paying the taxes and working hard really go through just to make the bucks for the state to operate. So
One other,
I think it's good that you get in and get out.
One other question about that, though. What are your thoughts when you see these newcomers and the term limits, you know, provide a constant flow of new legislators? Do you ever think maybe that they don't know the issues nearly as well as you do, and that can be a hindrance to them?
I think that's true. That could be a hindrance. Actually, I'm in favor of a part-time legislature with four-year terms, either in the House or the Senate, because I think if this is your primary job and this is the best job you ever had, quite frankly, I think you can be bought a little bit here with all the PACs and the lobbyists. So I'd like to see a part-time legislature like most other states. I think, 46 other states have a part-time legislature. Not exactly sure about that number, but most do. So I'd like to see that. And you'd still have your, if you were there for four-year terms, you could run. Between the House and the Senate, you still maintain quite a bit of knowledge and so forth. But you're right, there is a little bit of lack of knowledge that loses. You lose every time there's a new election if people leave, especially in budgets like Department of Community Health, Human Services, mm-hmm. and so forth.
Let's talk about your efforts now to become the next Michigan Republican National Committeeman. You're going up against Saul Anuzis, and he has said, quote, that he, referring to you, cannot be more conservative than me, he can't be more active than me, and he won't be more communicative than me. How do you respond to that?
He can say that, but in my position that I'm here, like this past year, I was voted the most conservative in the House of Representatives. So I just do not get into throwing the mud, but I'm conservative. I'm a fiscal conservative and a moral conservative, and I think the reason I want to run, I basically want to represent the grassroots of Michigan and get conservatives in to the office position so we can really show the difference between the left and the right in the state of Michigan. And it's the right thing to do. I don't think states or countries that have been fiscally or morally liberal, they don't survive. So I've never heard of a country or a state that went bankrupt or went under because they were too fiscally conservative. It's mm-hmm. always the other way around. So no. I think that's what needs to happen. Government's not the solution. Quite often it's the problem.
Mr. Anuzis does add, as he is the former state party chairman, that you've been in the legislative sphere, which is different than the political sphere that he is familiar with. Does that give him any kind of experiential advantage?
I suppose it gives him a little bit to begin with, but again, I could say the same thing. I mean, if I could be trained to fly supersonic fighters and airlines around the world, I think I can probably arrange to do that as well. So I think it's a moot point. I think it's just a way to try to demagogue the whole thing and say, hey, I got the experience, he doesn't. Well, that's probably true to a certain extent, but on the other hand, I think I've got the internal and intestinal fortitude to stick by my convictions, which I think I've proven over the last 5 or 6 years here in the legislature.
Now, on the flip side, your supporter, John Yobe, a Grand Rapids Republican political consultant, says, quote, Saul seems to want to take our party back to the 2006-09 era when the GOP lost everything. He was chairman and there was constant bickering among party leaders. Is that how you remember it also?
Well, quite frankly, I don't remember it that much because I wasn't all that involved back there. I was running for office in 2006, running a campaign, and I started my official duties here in 2007. So I'm not sure about what all the bickering occurred back then. All I can say is what I stand for and what I'm going to try to do is just basically work hard for the election of, you know, constitutional conservatives and side with the Republicans on the National Committee that are basically conservative like myself and stick to it. So I think that's what I'm going to try to do, and that's what I've done here. And I think you can always tell where a person's going based on where he's been. That's where I've been, and that's where I'm going
to
go.
I'm talking to State Representative Dave Ajema. He's running to become the next, or campaigning, I should say, to become the next Michigan Republican National Committeeman. Dave, we've seen so much divisiveness, certainly in Washington, but even here in Michigan, Democrats really appear to be completely cut out of being involved in key legislative decisions. Is there anything wrong with that?
Well, that's what they scream about right now, but I think what you will find, if you would even talk to the lobbyists here, they will tell you that we have been very generous with amendments, let them speak to the floor. My first 2 years, I don't think I was acknowledged maybe one time on the whole House floor to be allowed to speak. They wouldn't even let me speak to anything. And they wouldn't pass any bills, even if they were good bills. And some of the bills I liked, they just stole and gave it to one of their members. So I think that's the nature of the beast right now, is to complain when you're not in the majority. They're not in the majority. They don't like it. They want to be in the majority. So they're using the same old tactics that we're not being heard. Well, quite frankly, the first 4 years I was here, a lot of the things that they pushed forward, like the Michigan business tax and so forth, were the worst things we could possibly do. I opposed that MBT. I think there's only about 14 of us that did. I had people, even like the Chamber of Commerce, trying to get me to support that. And I said I wouldn't support it. And I said, you're going to lose business. Businesses I'm not going to want to pay. Taxes on gross receipts.
When you look at what's happening here, that this complete Republican domination of state government, how many years into the future do you think that could may remain the case?
Well, I have no idea. I mean, it just depends on what the people decide. They can already see, for example, what we've done. I think we've gone from 43rd worst in the United States place to do business to like 16th or so, or somewhere in that range. And that's because we got rid of the MBT. That's because we got rid of some unnecessary rules and regulations. And our goal is to be the top 10. So when government people say, we're going to create jobs, like I've heard out of the Obama administration, just run and flee, because government does not create jobs. If it's a job, it's a tax leech on your tax money. Government can only create an environment in which business can either thrive or die. Well, and in Michigan, for the first four years I was here, we were killing business in the state of Michigan because they just couldn't make a profit.
You say you're obviously a strong conservative, but what's wrong with moderation? Is that not a good thing when it comes to politics and to finding a middle ground, which we seem to have walked away from?
Well, I don't think we walked away from it yet, but quite frankly, I think in the past, the left has planted their feet and the right just kept moving to the left. And it's kind of a pendulum. It swings from right to left. But I think to a certain extent, a lot of the people, the grassroots people, and particularly the Tea Party, feel like, hey, we want to be represented here, and you guys are moving too far to the left. Time to swing the pendulum a little bit. It's going to happen, and it'll move a little bit. If people feel uncomfortable with it, they'll let you know. They'll call you.
I get calls. I want to ask you about the bill that you sponsored to ban Sharia law. Whatever happened with that?
Well, that's still to be. There's going to be a meeting here on May 10th in the Capitol, where several people from law firms and so forth are going to come and speak. It's still sitting before the committee. It's not just a ban on Sharia law. It's a ban on any foreign law that causes you to lose your state constitutional rights or federal rights. There's been 50 cases in 23 states, and basically I only had the objection from one particular group, which happened to be the group you just mentioned.
Finally, the decision on who will become the next Michigan Republican National Committeeman will occur at the State Republican Convention at Cobo Center in Detroit on May 18th and 19th. What is the process, and how do you go about garnering support?
Well, I mean, obviously I have a lot of conservatives that support me. I think Tea Party is quite a few of them do. And a lot of my own fellow representatives here do. They are voted on. They're simply voted on. And if you win the election there, you win. So it's not a paid job. So it's not like I'm getting into something that's going to be making me a lot of money or anything like that. It's an unpaid job. So you're just kind of leading the party and just, again, trying to find good conservative people to get elected. And I'm going to try to help people, answer the phone, talk to them, try to organize, get them the Lincoln Day dinner people set up and so forth. So I'm just keeping my hand in politics because, again, I'm a social and a fiscal conservative, and I'd like to see that continue.
When Paula Nuzis says that you're, in many ways, your viewpoints and positions on issues are very similar, is he right on that?
Well, he's right on that in some areas and wrong on others. But, again, I don't want to get into mudslinging. I think I'll stand on my record. He can stand on his, and we'll see what the dice fall.
State Representative David Ajima, he is campaigning to become the next Michigan Republican National Committeeman. Dave, thank you so much for joining us this evening.
My pleasure. Have a good day.
And we're coming right back, but for feedback, our email address, ccrecap@gmail.com. Send us a line. I'm Michael Cohen. This is 1320 WILS.